you and I are the most valuable players in our lives. We get to choose both our attitude and response when we face obstacles. We can persevere until we win, or we can fold and crawl home. The lesson here, struggles aren't barriers, they're the path to growth. Today we're going to talk about resilience and growth. Welcome back to Time Tested Mastery Life Lessons Sell. I'm your host, Mark Dolan, and today I want to explore a topic that hits close to home for anyone striving to grow. Resilience. That means turning setbacks into success. Let's face it, life is full of challenges, roadblocks, and moments when giving up feels easier than pressing forward. But it's precisely in these moments that growth is born. Let me start with a quote from the great M. Scott Peck in his timeless book, The Road Less Traveled. He opens with three simple but profound words. Life is difficult. The rest of the first paragraph simply explains a profound idea that once we truly accept the inherent challenges of life, it paradoxically becomes easier to face them. Why? Because we stop resisting the idea of difficulty and instead begin to focus on solutions without the pull of inner reservation. I have certainly found this to be true for me. I want to give a big thank you to today's show sponsor, Cassie Winterout at M5 Financial. Cassie is a San Diego native and seasoned lender with a diverse background in the mortgage industry. With over 16 years of experience, Cassie is known for her dedication to exceptional client service, earning her the title of the Friendly Lender. She resides in San Diego with her husband, Trevor, their 5-year-old son, Jake, and cat named Bacon. My sales team's clients and my own family members have worked with Cassie and give her rave reviews. If you are looking for an extraordinary lender, you can reach her at 858-999-1778. So let's talk about how we build strength, mental or otherwise. Most people are familiar with how muscle grows. When we lift weights or do some other hard thing with our bodies, it creates resistance that we must push through. When we do this, the muscles tear microscopically. Then, when they rebuild, the cells grow back bigger and stronger. Well, our mindset and competitive spirit operates in much the same way. Without resistance, there is no growth. There is no such thing as an Olympic couch potato, at least not a strong, fit one. The idea and images of high value resulting from being under pressure and tested under fire are well known. Think of natural diamonds, quite valuable. They are formed under immense pressure over time. Fire has been used to refine gold. In biblical times, refiners used fire to remove impurities from gold. The fire caused impurities to rise to the surface, making them easier to remove. These principles work with our character as well. One of the most incredible examples of resilience I am aware of is David Goggins. David Goggins is a retired United States Navy SEAL, ultramarathon runner, and motivational speaker. He wrote this fantastic book titled Can't Hurt Me. In it, Goggins shares how he turned an incredibly traumatic childhood into fuel for becoming one of the toughest mental and physical warriors alive today. His story reveals that hardships don't define us, but our response to them does. You know, my childhood was painful too, and perhaps yours was. Hopefully not to the extent David Goggins experienced. But I, and many of the most successful people I know, give significant credit to the challenges they battled and overcame in their past. That struggle is credited for the many gifts they enjoy today. Here is another idea or example from nature that highlights the seeming necessity and value of struggle. Maybe you have heard this story or a version of it before. In it, a young boy comes across a butterfly cocoon and brings it into his house. He watched, over the course of hours, as the butterfly struggles to break free from its confinement. It manages to create a small hole in the cocoon, but its body was just too large to emerge. It became tired and then still. Wanting to help the butterfly, the boy snips a slit in the cocoon with a pair of scissors. But the butterfly was small, weak, and its wings crumpled. The boy expected the insect to take flight, but instead it could only drag its undeveloped body along the ground. It was incapable of flying. Now the boy, in his eagerness to help the butterfly, stunted its development. What he did not know was that the butterfly needed to go through the process of struggle against the cocoon to gain strength and fill its wings with blood. It was this struggle that made the butterfly stronger. I am reminded of this fact that while it's hard to watch those we are close to struggle, often the best help we can provide is to do nothing more than offer our support and encouragement. By intervening and shouldering the burden ourselves, we risk robbing those we care about of the opportunity to grow and get stronger. Now, this is a great story to help those of us who are parents or are watching friends and business associates struggle alongside us. But it is also about us too. You and I are the most valuable players in our lives. We get to choose both our attitude and response when we face obstacles. We can persevere until we win, or we can fold and crawl home. The lesson here: struggles aren't barriers, they're the path to growth. I also love the term grit. It just sounds rough and tumble to me. Angela Duckworth's book, Grit, is a masterclass on the subject of struggle, perseverance, and growth, and the refinement of character. She defines grit as the combination of passion and perseverance. It's not just talent or luck that drives success. It's our ability to stay focused and keep moving, especially when things get tough. I highly recommend reading her work if you're looking to strengthen your resilience muscles. Now, while the magnitude of our challenges may vary from person to person, one truth remains. It's not what happens to you that makes the difference. What happens seems to happen to us all. It is not what happens, it's what we do about it. Jim Rohn, one of my personal mentors, made it perfect. He said, "You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself." My last point on this comes from Brian Tracy over 30 years ago. He stated this idea in a slightly different way. Whenever someone was complaining about some particular difficulty, he would give them the business. He would shrug his shoulders and simply state, "Well, you are responsible. What are you going to do about it?" Responsibility is empowering because it puts the power back in your hands. The principles of time-tested mastery are not new. They are fundamental and have been shared by men and women of wisdom for centuries. My experiences and observations over the years in real estate confirmed everything I'm sharing with you. Over the years, I observed many agents who started their careers in a runaway seller's market. They began their careers giddy and almost overcome with a sense of invincibility, only to struggle when the market corrected and normalized, as it always does. I watched many of them make quick exits over the years, leaving the business. They never learned how to win because they never overcame the basic struggle of a real estate career during a normal market. Agents like myself, who started in flat or down markets, were forced to learn and develop the skills and the resilience necessary to thrive in normal market conditions from the very beginning. When the market finally takes an upswing, which it always does, they were the ones reaping a windfall. That is, of course, until they encounter a new problem: tax problems with the IRS. We'll talk about that another day. So, how do we build grit and resilience? Here are four practical exercises I have used personally that you can start today. Number one, use affirmations for resilience. Every morning, take a moment to repeat affirmations that strengthen your mindset. Say things like, I am capable of overcoming any challenge, or setbacks are temporary, but my determination is permanent. My favorite, if it's to be, it's up to me. Or, every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. Write these affirmations down and keep them where you can see them daily, but most importantly, repeat them daily. Number two, revisit your long-term goals often. Write down your big goals and break them into smaller, actionable steps. When challenges arise, revisit these goals to remind yourself why you started. This will help you stay committed, particularly when the path gets tough. Sometimes the short-term goals, like finances, take longer and are more disappointing than we want. But if we are looking farther out, we can see ourselves making progress in other areas to compensate. That keeps us motivated and salvages our mindset. Number three, do what you can. Don't let what you can't do stop you from doing what you can do. Ask yourself, what's one small step I can take today? One win, any win, makes us feel empowered and can ignite momentum. Small actions also compound over time and eventually create significant results. The increments may be small, so we don't see the success every day. Only looking back after a sufficient amount of time will we recognize our progress. Four, don't be afraid to ask for help. Resilience doesn't mean going it alone. So reach out to mentors, colleagues, or friends when you need support. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness. So how do we turn setbacks into successes? Here's a quick recap. Three practical steps to get you started. Shift your perspective. See challenges as opportunities to grow, not as obstacles. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Muscle through it and build mental, physical, and emotional strength. Next, embrace the process. Just like the butterfly needs the cocoon, you need the struggle to strengthen your wings. So don't rush or resent the process. Lastly, take ownership. Own your responses to setbacks. Remember, it's not about the cards you're dealt, it's how you play them. Take it from Kenny Rogers. Every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. The secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. So remember, resilience isn't something you're born with. It's something you build step by step, struggle by struggle over time. That is the goal of time-tested mastery, to be a go-to resource for you over time on your journey to success. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Time-Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. If you found today's episode valuable, share it with someone who could use a dose of resilience. And as always, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, your setbacks are simply the seeds of your greatest successes. Until next time, I'm Mark Dolan signing off. See you soon.